Gmar Hamocha Sunday night or around Chof Aleph. Okay, we're doing Hilchos Brachos in these days of the Archei Kala. And the Mishneh Berurah Paskins, it's a very complicated sugi in the Gemara with a lot of shittos Rishonim, as usual. Mishneh Berurah Paskins that if something is smashed up, we're talking about a food, it's smashed, crushed. So if you could tell what it is, that's the maskon of the Mishneh Berurah. If it's completely, there's no pieces left, it's completely even pureed, really, completely. So if you can tell what it is, and there are some things that you can always tell what it is, someone looking at it would be able to identify it because it has a specific, unique look to it. So if it still has its what the poskim call toaro umuhuso shel hapri, so you make the original bracha, even though it's completely chopped up or smashed up or ground up. If you can tell what it is, then you make the original bracha. Maybe tomorrow we'll give some examples of specific fruits or vegetables. If it's not nikar, what it is, so then you make a shahakol. B'dieved, if you made the original bracha, meaning hadam or areitz or whatever, you yotze, because that's what some shittos hold, that's the bracha you make. So you could be soimich on those shittos that b'dieved yotze. And you push it, show it to someone, and you see if it can identify it. If something doesn't, now we talked about it, if you can tell what it is, right? So if something is nishtaneh, but it wasn't nimoach, popcorn, maybe you can't tell what it is. Potato chips, could be you can't tell what it is. Or dried fruit, could be you can't tell what it is. That's okay, it still has the original bracha. It still has the original bracha, because it's not nimoach. The discussion if it's nikar or not, if it has the toar, if you can tell what it is all a discussion about the degree when it's nimoach, when it's smashed up and ground up. But if stam, you know, like I said, like a potato chip, maybe someone would not be able to tell what it is, but that's okay because it's not nimoach. Of course, everybody knows about Pringles, that it was nimoach at some point, and therefore, if that's the case, then indeed it's shahakol. What the post can talk about is reconstituted potato, mashed potatoes, where it's made into flakes, so at that point it's considered nimoach, and you cannot tell what it is, the pashtus, you're looking at the flakes, you don't know what it is. But then you put in water, and it taka looks like mashed potatoes, which you could tell that it's mashed potatoes. So that the poskim that I saw say it's hadama. If now you can look at it and tell what it is, even though at one point it was nimoach and you couldn't tell what it is, you make a bracha. That's what I think. That's the commonly accepted halacha from the contemporary poskim. One of the issues really is potato kugel or potato latkes, which many poskim claim should be shahakol based on the criterion we just said, that at some point you pureed the potatoes to such a degree that even if mashed potatoes and there's no lumps at all and it's totally mashed and smashed, but you can tell what it is. That's an example of a pre that you can tell what it is, even if it's nimoyach legamri. But maybe not if it's pureed in a blender. So there are those that say that a potato kugel. Is that my hearing aid? No. It's downstairs. They're trying to get around the cutoff switch, probably. That's what I suspect. There are poskim that say it's shahakol. Well, there's different ways of making potato kugel and potato latkes. And if there's lumpy pieces, then certainly you'd make ladoma, because you could. It's not even nimoach legamri. And if it's not nimoach legamri, you make the original bracha. But if it's pureed, then there are those that say it's shahakol. I'm not so sure that you can tell what it is, not just because you know there's such a thing called potato kugel or potato latkes, that's not called you can tell what it is. But you could tell what it is, I think. So it's not so clear. Ask your local rabbi if you want to know. But again, if it's not lumpy, if it's to a degree lumpy, and it's not even nimoach legamri, then certainly you make hadoma. And again, it really depends if you can tell what it is. And you can tell, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you know, just show it to someone. Maybe if he doesn't recognize what it's supposed to be, show it to someone, and if he can tell what it is. There are certain payers that you can tell what it is. No, always. Banana is given as an example. Potato. But potato, when it's smashed, when it's pureed, so there are some achronim that say, L'chor it becomes shahakol, even if you then make a kugel out of it. And latkes. I think people make hadoma on it. And I think, that's what I think. I make hadoma. Okay, now we're going to do a couple minutes of Shara Bitachon. And we're in the Hakdoma. And we don't expect to get past the Hakdoma in these 2 weeks. 1 week left. But you're all invited to join the Chavis HaLovah Shir, which is starting Tuesday night, not Sunday night, because of Rabbi Safer and his trip. So it's starting Tuesday night, which is better. It's better that way, because we're starting Shaar HaTshuva, and it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. And it's very good to start Shaar HaTshuva and Rosh Chodesh Elul. Shaar HaTshuva, not Shaar HaTshuva. Shaar HaTshuva and the Chavis HaLovah. So we're doing Shaar HaBitachon and the Hakdoma, and he's going through the benefits of Bitachon. And we had benefit number one, is that you're closer to Hashem, you're bonded with Hashem, and therefore you are indeed protected, and you obtain whatever it is you're having bitachon about, assuming it's a good thing, can move on. Benefit number two was that you're not kafuf to people. You're not looking over your shoulders what people are going to say about you, what people are going to do to you, what people are going to think about you, how people are going, if they want to do a shidduch with your daughter. You're bitachon. So a person with bitachon is an independent, freed person. Benefit number three is that you're chilled out, you're not stressed, and you're therefore libo ponui to avodas Hashem. We're talking about spiritual benefits. He's going to make a list of physical, Gashmius benefits in Olam Hazeh, but now we're talking about spiritual benefits. If your mind is clear, and it's clear you're not worried about all the things people are worried about, and therefore they can't daven like a man, they can't learn, they're not free, they feel they're always pressured, they better do this, they better do that, and the Baal Bitachon is calm and relaxed and smiling and optimistic and stress-free. And I'll skip the Chavis HaLovah then has a long piece. He wants to describe how calm the person is. So he gives a mashal of a person in the times of the Chavis HaLovah's pashtus, they taka believed, it could even be the Chavis HaLovah's believed it, it's okay, doesn't matter, that an alchemist, people can change metal into gold or silver, whatever. Doesn't matter. Anyway, really, with modern day knowledge of chemistry and physics, it's taka ishayach, because everything's the same. It's just a question of how you mix and match the molecules, or electrons, or protons, or whatever they're called. So really, we are, in our world, it's really even more shayach, theoretically, because everything's really the same. It's just a different combination of what, you know, the subatomic or atomic particles. But Agabonim in his days, they believed that there was an alchemist that could change something into gold. And it's like saying you have a good counterfeit machine, you have a good counterfeit, you can counterfeit money, you can create money, as much money as you want. And most people We need the downstairs manager. Where's the manager downstairs? There's no question in my mind he's trying to get around the cutoff switch. Tell him to stop trying to get around the cutoff switch. The closest we can come to, if you would tell someone, what would make you like really not stressed at all? So most people would say, if I had as much money as I could possibly want, I could make money, I can go to my basement with the machine and make money, I would be Bill Gates. And anytime I had a problem, I would just, no problem. It's just a question of money. And maybe most things people think are like that, whether it's food or you don't like your kid's school, so you build a new school and you hire, right? Imagine that you have a limitless supply of money. And you make a school, right? And you make a school for your kid, and you hire the best rabbi in the world, because pay him $1 million a month, right? That's what the Chacham Golovitz is saying. You have a limitless supply of money. So imagine how unstressed that person would be, because he feels any problem that comes up, he can always just throw money at it. And then he explains in 10 examples of why even such a person would remain stressed. For example, health is one of the 10. There's no guarantee is health. Food, there's no guarantee there'll be food. All right, we read in Eicha, everybody learned in Gemara Gittin on Tisha B'Av, there's no guarantee if you have money that there'll be food in the marketplace, right? What is gold and silver worth at the time of the Churban? You read the Gemara in Gittin, not worth anything. Just 2 out of the 10 examples. He's afraid the government will find out about him. He doesn't know if he'll have the raw materials that will enable him to... Right, let's say you had your parents' credit card. Right, so you say whenever you want, you go to the cash machine and you get money. Right? But you're not really fazichet. Maybe your parents are going to get mad at you, take away their credit card. Maybe the machine's going to swallow up the credit card and not give you the money. That happens. You're not really batuach, but mashenkin by Hashem, and then that's this comparison and this contrast. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have any of these limitations, and therefore a person that's batuach b'Hashem should be totally unstressed, and even more so than someone that's able to create money at will. That's the third benefit of having bitachon, is being totally stress-free. And then he goes off on this tangent to imagine how stress-free, more stress-free than a person that could have, that has a machine that could create money. And he has 10 different perspectives, 10 different examples of how that person would be stressed, and the Boteach Hashem should not be. This is, of course, after you develop bitachon. You're not going to develop bitachon by sitting listening to me, that's for sure. You're going to develop bitachon by learning the Chavis HaLodos Shara bitachon and following his program, how to develop bitachon. Just listening to me and saying, wow, Rav Lino is such a good speaker, he explains it so well, you're going to get zero out of that. One big fat zero. You have to work and develop bitachon using the tools of the Chavis HaLodos. Okay, one more benefit of bitachon, when it comes to spiritual matters, is that you learn how to handle money. The biggest yetzahara and the biggest problem that people have that interferes with their spiritual life is if they have a lot of money, it's a problem. If they have a little money, it's a problem. And he says, a Baal Bitachon will know how to handle money because he's not concerned. There's a lot of money, people have to invest it in case you might lose it. You have to make a nest egg. You have to open up accounts for each child to see them through school and whatever. And if you have too little money, certainly you're stressed out. Baal Bitachon's cool when it comes to money. That's a very specific thing. The Chavis HaLodos and Shara Bitachon spends a lot of time talking about money, because that indeed is what's uppermost in our minds. If the spiritual matters, hopefully that comes first. Not always does it, but hopefully it should and would. After that, probably the thing that takes up most of a person's focus and energies and kochos and nervousness and What's on his mind is probably money and panosa and paying the mortgage and paying the rent and meeting the food bill, and your kid needs braces, and this one needs that, and this one needs that. Right? Money, money, money. So that's why in most of the examples in the Chayvus Halvadas, he's talking about money. So he says a Baal Bitachon learns how to handle money. Having a lot of money, you have to learn how to handle. He has Bitachon, he's not nervous to lose it. And someone with not enough money sees it as a tremendous taiva from Hashem. Taiva? I didn't hear well. So we'll see tomorrow night why it's a tremendous taiva.